The following program is paid for and presented by John DeMasi. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 presents Talk with a Purpose. Join the conversation by calling 609-407-1450. Now, the host of Talk with a Purpose, John DeMasi.
Hour number three, Talk with a Purpose, every Saturday, 9 till noon. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. We are pleased to have with us on our show for his monthly appearance, Joe Yakovich. Joe is JML Financial. His website is jmlfinancialgroup.com, and he is taking calls here at 609-407-1450. We're going to straighten out our finances, right?
We're going to do our best, John. I listened to your show. I'm borderline of ready to go suicidal.
That wasn't the intention.
No. But your show, rubs off on me in a way that when you're talking about Philadelphia, which is grew up in, and even to the point, John, and I'm a big guy, you know, and anybody that, you know, knows me, you know, I still look the part of playing sports, and I'm still a little hokey about thinking about I'm going to take a little trip to Manhattan. And what I've just seen over the last couple of weeks, just recently, a couple of kids, 15 years old, shoot and kill a bunch of other kids. Crime is running rampant. It's sad. Now it's affecting me in a way that I don't have to concern myself. But now this is really crazy. When I go into a car, John, and I come from different parts of Philadelphia, and I know the areas. You know, I never thought to say this because I used to go to New York every single Christmas and spend the weekend there and see a show and dinner and maybe get some, you know, goodies for the family. I'm not going. So they lost my money.
Yeah.
They lost the money.
I don't blame you.
I'm just telling you. But now, John, think about it for a second. And everyone on this show, anyone is listening to you. They got to be thinking like me. When you pull up to a red light, you know what a red light is, right, John?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't go through them all the time, do you?
Yeah, no.
But you have to say to yourself, as I'm looking at the light, I'm also looking at the car in front of me and behind me. To give everybody some not non-financial advice, don't get up on them, up on their bumper. Stay at least a car or two back. And I'll tell you why. Anything, and I mean anything, is possibly to happen to you. Your head needs to be on a swivel.
Yeah.
Anything could go down ugly. And I never thought I would ever think that, let alone say it. But now you're seeing it.
Yeah.
And it's affected me, John, because I'm a pretty sizable guy. I'm sure I can take care of myself if it's a situation or my family. But I'm not the average person. How about the average person that's in their, you know, later 60s or 70s? They got to deal with this. Yes, like you. I mean, think about it. You get carjacked. What do you do?
Yeah.
And they're not just carjacking you.
Yeah.
They might pop you with one. Yeah. They might hurt you. I mean, I never heard, I never thought about it until I'm starting to realize it. And you see it again and again and again. Now, I am actually doing it. Where I'm driving, I'm thinking to myself, well, if this car gets out, I got to be able to maneuver quick enough so he doesn't or she doesn't start to shoot me and want to take my car because I have a nice car. So, again, crime has to be done from the top, John, and I completely hear what your people are talking to you about. I mean, you got to start from the top. You got to really take care of it because this is affecting everyone. I mean, just money, but people's, you know, sanity. I mean, I really have to tell you that.
Okay. Well, let's get back on the.
I didn't mean to do that, but yeah. Man, you really, you know, you caught me by surprise with that one.
Let's. Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day.
Wait, it's not February, is it? What is it? Or is it the movie Groundhog Day?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
You know, the story, how it blends into these topics. You know, when you see a groundhog or you know of a groundhog or how groundhogs operate, they poke their little heads up from the burrow and a precisely engineered network of tunnels. I'm talking major tunnels. And they interconnect it to all these tunnels to provide safe, warm, and comfortable for the little chubby little creature, which unfortunately or fortunately I haven't had on my property, so I'm happy to say that to you. But if you think about it, John, he plans for everything. And with money works exactly the same way. That's my point. You know, the groundhog looks at soil conditions, risk of floods, quick and easy access to escape from predators, looking for food and comfort. I mean, think about what I'm saying here. As a groundhog is taking care of himself or for his family, he's looking at all the variables that could happen to him. And us as people that are retiring or getting ready to retire or learning how to save money or use insurance or all these things, even in real estate, are you looking at all the variables? Or are you just looking at one thing and one thing only, straight ahead? And in reality, living a well-thought-out, precisely designed ecosystem in the case of this little fuzzy animal, that they factor in all the threats that could happen to them. And in the future. So us as investors, John, what I try to do is instill that conversation to the investor, to the person I'm talking to have them understand you're nothing but a groundhog to me. You need to understand all the variables that could happen to you. You know, live too long, die too soon, you know, taxes, volatility, income, you know, all the things that you'd never think. Now it's thrown at you because now you're responsible and you must have someone that's sharing that information with you.
Or you could get run over by a car.
Or very quickly, right.
Yes.
Or a big animal will snap your little neck off and you're gone. So these are things we need to address in our money system.
And the analogy is if you don't follow this plan or something, then you're going to get run over by a car.
You're exactly it, John. So my concern is I do not feel sorry because if people are not doing the proactive versus reactive, looking in a rearview mirror, like I said in my opening dialogue, with even how we look at things and how we now drive, and are we on, you know, alert because anything is possibly to happen. We're seeing it every day. It's no different than your money, John. I mean, think about the common sensory. I listen to your talkers, very smart group of people, very smart. Are they in tune with what's going on? Or are they putting all their money into the 401k and hoping and praying that it's going to come back and taxes are going to be lower in the future and inflation will never be be 2%? I don't worry about that. Who cares? I don't want to put my head in the ground. I'll be a groundhog. That's not my style. That's not the style you're supposed to have, and you're seeing that right now because you got 50, 60% of the people in America, believe it or not, this is a fact, John. You ready? That haven't had more than $10,000 of savings for retirement. So what are they going to do? They're hoping and praying that Social Security is going to be good enough for them.
Whoa.
And I'm just letting you know, there's some numbers out there that are scary. So I'm sharing with people what they should be doing and sacrifice now where down the road they're really going to have to. Remember I went to, before I came here, my favorite spot.
Yeah.
And the lady at the front door, and I guess when I leave, she's probably, I don't know, Chris, I'm going to say she's probably in her 70s. In her 70s, maybe even closer to 80. They're checking me out. And
wow.
I said, hey, honey, how you doing? You're looking so cute today. And I gave her my sales slip. I asked her, I said, can you see this? Can you really see this? And she, I can see. No, you can't. You can't see it. But is she there because she wants to, or is she there because she has to?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the.
All right. Just want to remind everyone, it's Talk with a Purpose, Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. Joe Yakovich is here. Joe is JML Financial. His website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. 609-407-1450 is our number here. 609-407-1450. So explain to us how this works inside your financial life, comparing to the groundhog. And you can start off with your 401k.
Well, 401ks, John, and most people have a 401k. And they thought that was the greatest thing besides sliced bread. Because when it originally was produced, it was back in the 70s. And where pensions were coming off and 401ks were getting the vogue to be able to do, you know, how to save money. The only one problem back then was taxes were kind of middle term and low. You know, our average taxes have been probably 50-60% across the board. So now you're seeing taxes that you get a deduction now on a lower amount. So you go to your company, you get a 401k or whatever a retirement plan, and it's just like the right ecosystem. You create an overall investment strategy, and you balance as much as you can taxable income now, tax advantage later, or the livelihood in the future. So you have to look at a couple of different variables. So it's just not putting money in the stock market, which we've seen over the last 14 years, it's just going up. But you need to have, the way your portfolios are designed, some money has to be in guarantees. Some money, if you don't have a pension plan, what if there is a way to carve out a type of strategy where you would have a pension type of return when you retire? And that's all I'm saying to people, making sure you have to be able to sit down with someone that understands investment portfolios and management and insurance decisions for the long term. Because, John, I got something sad in the news because it's happening now. And I said this in the show we had. You know, it's demographics. People are living longer. You know, we're in our retirement years. I mean, we got a little bump in Social Security, 8.7%.
Yeah, but 9% inflation.
Correct. and that's 9% across the board.
Yeah.
Now, if you, John, I'll give you an example. If you were a younger man and you had a family and you had to feed your family and you had all the things that everyone else does, you know, car insurance and what have you, and a home or rent, whatever you're doing, you know, you have diapers. I don't have diapers. It costs you more. So your inflationary number.
Baby formula.
Correct. We're baby formula. Your baby, your situation inflation is higher than mine because I don't have that. So inflation works differently for everyone. But when you say 9%, I don't know about you, but my eggs are not 9% higher. They were more like 30% higher.
Did you hear about the turkey, 73%?
Okay.
73%.
That's my point, John. So all this ripple effect, how do they get it down? And the problem they're faced with, and the government, they're trying to put the brakes on this. They let it run for 14 years. They just can't stop this in 14 days or 14 weeks.
No.
That's the problem. It disrupts other things in our financial life across the board. And it's global. This is not just in the U.S. So how do we effectively design plans predicated on what we all know is going to happen? We're going to see a fall off. You're seeing choppiness. You're seeing all this stuff. But if you do not have a guaranteed income strategy, remember, I said this 1,000 times, John, every time you see volatility, it kills income planning.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, I want you to be more specific. You just had mentioned three strategies. Let's, as you say, get into the weeds, if you could, for a minute.
Absolutely. Well, on investment portfolio management, John, you got to look at certain things, and people have not looked at this lately. You need cost, fees, turnover. Are you paying too much of this inside your 401k? Are you properly diversified under these current conditions today, or is it just keep and hold and hold on and hope that everything's going to work out for the best? So time is your friend, but within 5 years of retirement, it may not be. Remember the issue. You know, if you're a 30-year-old man right now, which I remember when you were 30 as a stud, you had all the time in the world. You didn't even care. You could care less. You had all the time. I got all the time in the world. But when you approach the 60-70 range and you still have to try to get out of Dodge City, your time frame has diminished dramatically.
True. That's true.
Dramatically. It's like you know, taking off in an airplane. Your runway has been cut and cut and cut. And now when you shrink it with high inflation and volatility and potentially higher in taxes, you know, you don't have much of a runway. You better start using a helicopter.
Yeah.
Because you're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And the problem you're also faced with, because of the choppiness of this market, and it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. Can you still maintain your lifestyle that you're accustomed to? And are you using every single solitary type of strategy that's available to you or you need to know about. That's all we're bringing out to people's attention. We give them options and let them make their own decisions.
Could you speak about insurance design? Because you talk a lot about insurance.
Yes.
So I'm a little confused about that. So could you talk about it?
Not a problem. You know, you must design a portion of your portfolio for guaranteed income. I don't care what you say. If you're, again, if you're dealing with somebody 30, 40, that's not a big conversation because I have, the time frame is out there. But if I'm dealing with somebody 50, 55, it becomes apparent now because of what just took place with the Fed and suppressing interest rates for so long. You know, that in itself, it's disturbing and how to recover from that. Everyone on this listening to me in my radius of, 3,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 miles across the world, we're doing this, Chris, need to understand because of a strategy that they need to put in place to have some of your money almost like a pension type where you can't lose. Impossible. Number one, you make it on the upside. Two. Number three, it could be deferred or it could be given to you immediately, the income. So if you have a pension, you're a happy person. See, the people that own pensions, John, really happy people.
Oh, yes, they are.
And they're happy because they don't have to wake up every day and watch CNBC, Fox. They don't have to listen to these talking heads that are only good for in the moment. You know, they're not concerned about as much as we might think inflation because maybe some of the stuff they get is an inflation backup or have cost of living. The people that are really concerned and really upset and have no idea on what to do and how to do it is the people that have 401ks, IRAs, and 403bs. They don't know how the investments are. They don't know they lost all their money. Should I wait again like I did in 08? What should I do with taxes when I do have to pull this money out? What do I do with Social Security if it is cut? What do I do with Medicare? Uh-oh, I forgot that. And the premiums are going up. At least mine is. So all these variables, is we talked about it earlier, it's not what we make, it's what we keep. And that's a major
becoming harder and harder to do.
Much harder. John. That puts more stress on us.
Yes.
As a culture, that's why it's apparent when I'm speaking with people, I feel this. It's almost like I'm a dentist. I can feel the stress and hear the stress in their voices. And when, for me, I want to make sure I'm leading them in the right direction. I'm going to give them options. I'm going to let them pivot by only of their own understanding on how money works. And believe it or not, John, funny as it may be, I say that to you, and the philosophy, but really it comes down to how does your parents or how did your parents spend and save? Because it might be a direct correlation to how you spend and save. Like for me, I happen to get lucky because my father spent like a drunken sailor. He should have been some political jargon because he drank and he smoked and he gambled. That was his out. But my point to that madness is that you got to have a design strategy. Even I don't care who you talk to, but have someone that you can bounce ideas off of.
Yeah.
You don't have to do, listen, it doesn't necessarily have to do business with us. But I guarantee you, when you speak with me and you speak to the people you're dealing with, first question I ask, how many times have you talked to the guy or Gail? And how were they more proactive and they reactive? Did they just want to sell you something every time they talk to you? Or did they ask you some real relational type of question to find out what you wanted to make good on what you have and how long it's going to last for you?
Okay, we'll pick that up in just a moment. It is Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is with us for his monthly appearance on the show, and he is talking finances, and boy, he's got a lot more to talk about. 609-407-1450 is the number, 609-407-1450. If you have a question or a thought for Joe, 609-407-1450. I'm John DeMasi with Joe Yakovich. More after these words. And we are back here on Talk with a Purpose. Joe Yakovich, JML Financial. During the week, his number, 856-751-1771. That's 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. jmlfinancialgroup.com is the website. Check that out and give him a call if you want to talk turkey with Joe. 856-751-1771. And our number here in the studio, 609-407-1450. If you have a question right now, 609-407-1450. Let's see if I understand this. TR equals I plus G. Wait a minute. Total return equals income plus growth. Is that right?
I would like to say something on the radio, but I can't. I'm not allowed to say that. I'm getting very, very warm inside because you said that. You've been trained like a pit bull. That's exactly it. Everyone has been focusing, John, for so, so long, always and only about growth. You know, total return and growth. Nobody's focused on income because we didn't need to do that because there was no reason to because we were growing our assets. And for the last 14 years, think about
it. The income was from your work.
Correct.
So you didn't have to worry about that.
Not only that, how do I take my money and eventually turn it into, as opposed to growing, turn it into an income product? How to spit out income from a growth perspective? And that's what we talk about. That's part of the overall plan, because if we don't put a plan together, especially 5 years out or so, I mean, think about it. People we talk to, they don't care about big returns. They just don't want to lose money.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, if you understand that whole philosophy, losses are, if worse than anything else, because the recovery is longer.
And you have said from day one,
mm-hmm,
that I put you in position where you're not going to lose.
Correct.
And I don't think people really understand that because, I mean, stop and think about it. We used the analogy this morning. If you started the game, the football game, and let's say the Eagles are going to start down 14-0.
Correct.
Well, wait a minute. They got to catch up to 14. Correct. To get even.
And you understand that. That means they have to take more risk.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they take more risk at an older age, it could also go bad or worse. I mean, you've familiar with Peyton Manning.
Yes.
And he used to come to the line of scrimmage. And everybody knows this, but I don't think they really understand it completely how I use that in my conversation. They call a play in a huddle.
Yeah.
And the play is set up for that particular time, whatever it may, yeah, they may be, on, yeah, the field. And when they get to the line of scrimmage, John, the first thing they do, they Peyton Manning assesses what he sees in front of him. And he's yelling out stuff like, Omaha, Omaha. And he's doing that purposely. He's not only changing the play, but every single person on offense is now doing something else.
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Just like the groundhog.
Yeah.
They need to adapt. And you can't run that particular play realizing that on defense, they're stacking that side of the line. It wouldn't work. It's not going to. The game, the play goes no place. So in money, it's the same way. We need to adapt ourselves in a very different way than we have in the past on how we keep and hold and recover automatically. That game has changed. One of the reasons, because we've seen dramatic, aggressive things that the Fed has done to us. Suppression of interest rates and now forcing us higher interest rate. This is a ripple effect across the world, by,
yes,
the way.
All right, we're going to go to the phones. We have Ron on the line. Ron from EHT. Ron, you're on with Joe Yakovich. What's your question?
Hey, Ron.
Hello, Joe. I have a question about index-linked CDs.
Yep.
I don't know much about them. Could you go over them real quick?
A little bit, John. Ron, I will tell you there are, if you can follow the horse here on the I love CDs. The only thing I like better than that are index annuities. And the reason I'll tell you why, because the index CDs, if they're non-qualified, not in an IRA or 401k, you're paying ordinary income tax every year because of the, you know, if it's a year, 2 years, 3 years, what have you. You're following that rhythm all the way up, and because right now we're at, you know, I don't know, I was going to talk about this at the end of the show. We're approaching close to 8% in real estate holdings in terms of 30-year mortgages. CDs have not caught up to that yet. But the equity indexes have inside a fixed account, believe it or not. I mean, you can get anywhere right now, Ron, between 3 to 5 years, anywhere between 4-ish to 5%. So to take the difference of those type of two strategies and being locking your money up for 3 to 5 years, that's a good thing. The crappy part of the whole thing, though, Ron, is that inflation is higher than what the current rates are. That's, you know, that's where you have to say to yourself, let me just bite a little bit off and not put all my money in here, but also concern myself with when will and how long will it take for that CD or that interest rate to go up and catch up to or get close to inflation. That's the biggest hurdle we're dealing with, is an inflationary number. So I like the index. The question is, just be aware of it when you're dealing with inside or outside a 401k or an IRA. So you might consider, again, depending on how long you have, wouldn't it be great to put it inside a Roth IRA from a conversion of an IRA? So you can do all kinds of creative things within your, you know, in your wheelhouse. It's just a question of, are you sitting down with someone and giving you some guidance and giving you some alternatives? And also the last piece of the thing, Ron, is that are you just, or are they allowing you to look at multi companies? I mean, don't go after one particular advisor unless they're going to give you multi companies and work with multi, you know, opportunities for you. As opposed to, this is the only company I do. This is the only CD I can do. This is it. Only one and only. I got one trick pony, and that's it. Right. So that's what I'm saying. I like it for temporary because, like you, like me, we're still in the woods here. We still don't know. I mean, I would love to tell you my crystal ball's better than yours, but you can see what's going on with Russia, with the border, with inflation, with the crime, with the midterms. I mean, Ron, I don't know how old you are, but I don't think you've seen anything like this in your, you know, whatever years you've been on this earth. You know, so you have to make a little adapted of effort to, you know, not lose any money. That's the keen part here.
My question is, what would be better for Ron, whether it's the CDs or the indexed annuities?
Yeah, that
what?
Would be the other alternative, Ron. You have to, I mean, the biggest thing you have to ask yourself, how long can I tie this money up for? Am I using it for income? Am I using it for retirement? Am I using it for to buy another real estate? I mean, to me, Ron, believe it or not, not to jump ship here, but think about all the real estate that people own. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, people that, you know, have pieces of real estate are underwater. I'm talking about people that are middle class folks, you know, and that have real estate holdings that they did a major score on. I mean, they did well. Would it be an ideal situation, Ron, to take some of that money and use as a reverse mortgage to take that money and invest it? Or for their kids' education, for their kids' own home? You could do so many different things, and instead of leaving a house that's completely paid off, which they don't want anyway, take the money now and pay no tax on it. So there's so many different variables that we can use to be able to offset inflation, taxes, and have a better income. I'm an income guy. I want to make sure you have income. And the game in life is not to have all this money so you never got a chance to use it, and then you give it to someone because somebody's going to be partying. Either you're going to be miserable or the people you give it to will be partying, or reverse. I mean, whatever you give them, it's a gift. But, you know, sometimes people, I think they lose sight of the fact that they're hoarding money to give it to their children, and they do themselves not good justice on what they should be doing. So,
okay, Ron.
All right, Ronnie.
Yeah, one other thing.
Sure.
What would the effect be if we go into a recession on an investment like that? I guess it would hurt it, right?
Oh, yeah. Anything that we're dealing with the word in recession or inflation, you know, we want to ride that up. So I'm saying you don't want to lock into an interest rate that might be even higher. But my concern, again, would be looking at what you just said, and I think we were in a recession, I think, the last couple of shows ago, somewhat, and they don't want to talk about it.
But wouldn't it be guaranteed?
The money would be guaranteed.
Up until the expiration date.
Correct. And that's why I use equity indexes with no costs or fees and such. I mean, I'm looking at, for clients, the most cost-effective, most inexpensive way to invest their money prudently, but they need to be asking the right question. How long is this money tied up? Can I get an income after 1 year? What is available in terms of my index? I just did one just recently, Ron, it's on our anniversary. And I said to the guy, I said, listen, this is what we did last year. I said, we didn't do that well because the index that we picked was at the top of the heap. And by the time, because it's an anniversary thing. So I looked at the index now. I said, man, this is a perfect time. We're going to stay the course. We made a few bucks. We didn't lose money, which is kind of beautiful. But I said, next year at this time, as these indexes have been suppressed, you're going to be like double digits on returns. You're going to be thanking me. So some of these vehicles don't perform, depending on the market, as good as I like them to be. But you've seen over the last year, the market's been getting crushed. So you're down 30% or 25%, whatever. My question is, what would you rather get, a little bit of plus or down by 30%? That's the key. And how long would it take me to get back to break even?
Wow. That's the question.
Correct.
Ron, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Ron.
It's Talk with a Purpose, Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is here. We have plenty of time left with Joe. You got a question for him? 609-407-1450, 609-407-1450. With Joe Yakovich, I'm John DeMasi. More of our show after these words. And we are back here on Talk with a Purpose. Joe Yakovich is JML Financial, and his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. If you want to call him during the week, 856-751-1771, 856-751-1771. Doesn't cost you anything to call him or to talk to him or to have a meeting with him or whatever.
Yep.
Doesn't cost you anything. And again, his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. Okay, so you've talked about a lot of things. This last piece, you speak about estate planning, and that's a whole other animal.
That's when I bring one of the horses in. And one of the horses that I bring is an estate planning attorney with a tax background and an LLM. You know, again, like, sports, we talked about sports. We got some of the best hitters out there. I'm bringing in the big dogs. I'm bringing in the big horses when I'm dealing with estate planning. And most people, and I don't know, but most people say to me, they look at me, I said, when's the last time you had your estate plan? Huh? Let's back up. When's the last time you looked at a will? What? Oh, yeah, I looked at my will when my kids were two. How old are they now? They're 45 and 49. Nice.
Or I like this. Well, my husband's going to get everything.
Right.
No.
It doesn't work that way. So you must have a will, power of attorney, living will, health care proxy, guardianship for your child or children. And make sure, this is a big one, John, real big, make sure your beneficiary designations are up to date. Beneficiary designations. If anyone passed away in your family, divorced, separated, any of those things need to be understood. And you look at it this way, you either go per serpi, which means that the beneficiary inheritance will pass on to the next in line heirs, or per capita, which means the beneficiary inheritance would be divided among any surviving beneficiaries. These are the two things you need to ask or find out when you're sitting down with an attorney. It's not that expensive. Some people go, I don't want to spend the money. Okay. Well, this is an investment because you can save thousands and thousands of not only dollars, but the headaches that you deal with. Think about it.
I got to tell you a story.
Sure.
So my mother's in the hospital before she passes away, and her house is sold. So they said to me, do you have a real estate power of attorney? Yes, I do. Well, if you didn't have that, we couldn't settle because we'd have to go to the court and all this rigmarole. And I had it. And, that was a key to really making that transaction happen.
It happens, John. People just don't get it. And because of that, it's a simple, simple way to do it. Sit down with somebody. And it doesn't have to be the people that I'm recommending. But sit down with somebody that's going to clearly have you understand all the variables that are available to you that could affect the outcome of what you're trying to accomplish. If you want your money to go to this person versus that person, you want your jewelry to go to your daughter versus your daughter-in-law. I mean, you have any way to do this, this is the perfect time, especially if we're dealing with, you know, the type of issues that we're dealing with now, because it's so much uncertainty out there, and it's always, always changing. So
I want you to share a story.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. And this is interesting because it's talking about a person who has an excellent speaking voice.
Which you do.
But it's interesting because this is somebody else, not me.
I know, but this is a gold mine. And it was a quick story. We have a woman that it's friends of ours, and we didn't know this, but as we were talking, we're doing, you know, and she had a normal job, 9 to 5, and she started making decent money, and she's always made decent money. And we didn't realize that she, as a part-timer, she had a career with voice. She was a voice acting career person. She really had a great voice. And basically, at the start of this pandemic, our friend Alex used to work, you know, 50 hours a week as a content manager for a pharmaceutical company, making about $40,000-$50,000 a year, and did well. But that's what she did. And what happened was when this, you know, COVID stuff hit, she started to think to herself, like many people in an office, she found herself not being completely fulfilled. And a lot of people are experiencing this now. They're getting to a point where they're in their 60s and they're had enough of the daily grind of working. So what she did was she started to interview, and lo and behold, because of her voice acting career, she landed some gigs. We call them gigs, but companies like Amazon, Southwest Airlines, and so forth, where now she's making anywhere up to $15,000 a month.
Whoa.
And pretty wild, you would think. But, man, it's really remarkable that when life is hitting us and we're sometimes, you know, don't know what direction to do or go into, and we found more free time because of some of the things that have taken places. And now she travels all over the, you know, country, and she follows her dream without wrecking herself in the process. So, you know, as the show goes, I mean, this is everyone's idea of living the dream, John. It's totally different. If you're creative and you're a little daring, you got to be a little daring, you can achieve your dreams in a way that's completely unique to you. Now, some people are afraid of that, and I understand that. And we have conversations with those type of people all the time, believe it or not. So we find out what is important to them and what they would really like to do when they grow up, because they're in their 50s and 60s, and they worked 30, 40 years, and they've been kind of a burn. I don't want to do this no more. Okay, well, what would you like to do? So we have that happening all the time, and we have that conversation openly. Some people take it and run with it. Other people go, no, I'm happy where I'm doing now.
Yeah, you have another story, but hold that thought.
Sure.
Because we have John in Ocean City who wants to talk to you, Joe. John, good morning. You're on the Talk with a Purpose. You're on with Joe Yakovich.
Hey, John, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm alive. It's a good thing.
You're more than alive, John. You're more than alive, brother. You're living in Ocean City. John, how can you ever say bad things? You're living in Ocean City. I mean, let's face it. The only problem is, John, the guy next to you, he probably once in a while he nudges your arm, but that's another story. But a little tight notion.
Wow, you must have been this way. You must have been around this way sometime. Anyway, yeah. talk about having your head on a swivel.
Yes.
Mr. Groundhog doesn't just store up his nuts for the winter, but he has to look left and right for coyotes and wolverines.
Correct.
And that.
Right.
He has to look up for raptor birds. So a raptor bird doesn't care his furry little ass. Make sure it's snake. So here's the thing. I mean, I'm handicapped, man. I can't, like, relocate to the Great Redoubt over in Montana. I can't go to the Appalachian. I would never go to some place where my face would freeze off, okay? So we're here. We have to fight our battle right here. So when do you think that great tsunami is going to come? I say it's going to be in the next decade. What say you? Thanks.
Johnny, you know what? you could be looking at that, and I'll tell you why. A lot of different variables, and you know most of the variables. I think most people do not look at all the variables. You know, you see the demographic is really going to show up, John. It used to be, you know, 5-6 people working to one person that retiree. Now that number is now being crunched dramatically. It's like 2-1. Now, to understand what's happening here, people don't get that. They haven't woke up to that. And, John, people are living longer. That was never an issue also. So these two things are going to collide. A major collision is going to take place. And because we spent like drunken sailors and continue to spend, regardless on Democrat or Republican, they spend and they continue to spend and continue to spend for things that really, I mean, if you read some of the stuff, you go, I can't believe they're actually spending that for something that had nothing to do with what that we as a culture do. So I think you're going to start to see issues with other countries, Japan being one of them, China. And I know you'd like to have this conversation. China, get ready, folks. You know, and David Walker, the comptroller back when Ronald Reagan was in and Bush talked about it because of the power they have and the way they're buying up the U.S. and allowed to do such a thing. So that is going to be an interesting situation over the next 10 years. It really is. And I'm not here to scare people, but I am making or at least hoping that we wake up people to the fact that this is, you need to start to get prepared. You got to get prepared for what could or could not happen. Listen, if we prepare for it and it does happen, we can say, you know what? I was ready for this. If we prepared and it doesn't happen, oops, I made a mistake and I gave you more money. So you win-win no matter what happens. But this guy that's going to start to increase taxes and inflation together, it's devastating. You know, see, inflation hurts everyone. If you're super wealthy, it really doesn't hurt that person. But the average American, it hurts. And that's what's really going to catch up to this.
Okay, we're coming up on our final break of the morning, which means you still have time if you got a question for Joe Yakovich. 609-407-1450, 609-407-1450. Joe Yakovich is here. He is JML Financial. His website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. And I'm John DeMasi. Some final thoughts on our hour with Joe Yakovich after these words. And we are back here on Talk with a Purpose. Joe Yakovich is our guest, and he is available during the week at 856-751-1771. That's 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, jmlfinancialgroup.com. Feel free to check out his website. And if you would like to talk to Joe, he's happy to talk to you. Just give him a call and, hey, the rest is history.
Yeah.
He'll straighten you out. What can I tell you?
At least put you on the right track.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to talk about a few other things before we leave you this morning. 609-407-1450 is our number here in the studio. So what's the status of real estate?
You know, John, I've been reading about this, and everyone you know, is listening to me all over the world. Is it all over the world?
It is now.
It's all over the world. We're all over the world.
They could listen
we're
to us.
We're world-renowned station.
They could listen to us on the web.
Absolutely. I'm surprised Hannity hasn't called me in yet. I'm a little shocked at him, but that's another story. Well, for 2021 rate, just remember, everyone, rates were under 3%. Did anybody remember that?
Yeah, that seems like a lifetime ago.
I mean, it seems like it. And we need to start to address that. Fixed rate that are. And right now. Now, remember, 1 year ago, they were under 3%. But today is a little different. We have close to, and I'm looking at between 7.5% and 8% today. With cash buyers and investors that are down by 25%. You know, existing home sales are down by 24%. And these are the 14th month in a row over this decline. So compared to the pre-pandemic years, the housing market is what they call frozen. And what this means is It's sellers are not interested in selling at prices where the buyers might be, and buyers that are not interested in buying prices where the sellers are. So there's a standoff here that shows up in plunged sales. Now, the other thing I talk to people about all the time, John, in real estate, I said, you know what? We have been in the lowest environment for a long, long time. Even now at 7-8%, that's not the worst that we've seen, because we remember when it was close to double that in, you know, in the 70s.
Jeez.
Was, so I say
it was, it was, I remember it was 14%, and a guy said to me, I just refinanced, and I was lucky I got 13.5%.
Correct.
Whoa.
That's that's legitimate. Yeah. So I think people seem to forget that.
Yeah.
I can bring that to the table because of the years, like you say.
Yeah.
The other thing is it a good buy to still buy real estate under that premise, knowingly in the next 5 years, maybe less, or give or take, then you go back and refi.
Yeah.
I mean, through a lower rate. So I don't want to just shut out the real estate people by not buying. I think there's some opportunities to buy. Again, it depends on the situation. But the only other thing, John, people need to be aware of with this, and we haven't talked about it, is that what is the stability of the profession? See, to buy something now is a good idea. But what happened? They lost their job or lose their job.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing the pressure of that.
Yes.
That's the key. So when you go into it, you just can't say to yourself, okay, I'll accept the 7.5 to 8% rate. I'll take it on the chin.
Do you think now is a good time to buy real estate?
I think it depends on what I said. It depends on how much are you forced to do so. Think about it.
Yeah.
If you really need that, absolutely. I think if you are going to buy, just in the back of your mind, recognize that fact that you're going to have to refi in the next 5 or 6 years, which is, if you take it on the chin, but more importantly, the job that you have, will it be there solidly over the next 5 years?
Yeah.
If you tell me that it might not be, back away. But if you know that you can pull off because your income substantiates the amount of money you're putting down and the fact that you're getting the rate that you don't like, then you have to really do some soul searching because of that situation. Now, me, when I got in, I mean, I talking about perfect timing, I was in the 2% range. And I didn't have, I could have went in with all cash, but I said, why would I do it all cash? I can actually
2%. That's, yeah.
I got it at the click down. It was like, wow, nobody's ever, I never saw any, I said, but I was following the market almost on a daily basis. So for those of you that are in this situation now, just remember, job stability, you're going to be able to go back in a half a dozen or so years to refi. That's what you have to think about. I mean, that really is the key.
Do you feel that real estate will come down?
Yeah, I think it's still pulling back right now. You're seeing dips and dips and dips and dips. And that's where this frozenness is taking place.
Yeah.
The buyers and the sellers are going back and forth. And it wasn't like it was a year ago. So you can see the ripple effect. Again, part of my profession. I'm not a real estate agent. I'm not a mortgage guy. I work with them. But at the end of the day, I better know a little bit about this to have that conversation with that individual. So that's the real key here.
Yeah, because I'm seeing now houses are staying on the market a little longer.
And that pressure, right.
And so I'm thinking that now the sellers are going to have to come down in their price.
Correct.
Because they're forced to.
Correct.
So I'm waiting to see where it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Till I pull the trigger.
And
on
that's even first and second persons that are buying a home. I mean, meaning second homes, mind you. So there's a lot of, like what John said from Ocean City, there's a lot more uncertainty today than they are and have been for a long time. That's where if I make a projection, it could blow up in my face. So you got to kind of be even keel here to play the market and play the interest rates game and play the real estate game. But again, have a strategy that you can apply some of these principles that we talked about today.
And you will be happy to meet with anyone?
Yeah, John. I'm one of these guys. I'm trying to save the world. The world. Can you believe it? I mean, it's hard enough to save my New Jerseyans, but I'm trying to save the world because every time I sit down with somebody, It shocks me on some of the things I see. So, yes, I'm here to help people either through, like we talked about, virtual, over the internet, Zoom, in person. And it's fine with me. I mean, I like it.
Joe Yakovich available during the week, 856-751-1771, 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, jmlfinancialgroup.com. You can go back to Walmart now.
Okay. I can't wait. I can't wait. My favorite spot.
I'm John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Chris Coleman, program director and producer. Thanks to Joe Yakovich. And thanks to you. You are the reason we do this show. We will talk to you next week. Talk with a Purpose, 9 till noon, right here, WPG. Talk Radio 95.5. You take care.
Fixed annuities are long-term insurance contracts, and there is a surrender charge imposed generally during the first 5 to 7 years that you own the annuity contract. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may result in a 10% IRS tax penalty, in addition to any ordinary income tax. Any guarantees of the annuity are backed by the financial strength of the underlying insurance company. Indexed annuities are insurance contracts that, depending on the contract, may offer a guaranteed annual interest rate and some participation growth, if any, of a stock market index. Such contracts have substantial variation in terms, costs of guarantees, and features that may cap participation or returns in significant ways. Any guarantees offered are backed by the financial strength of the insurance company. Surrender charges apply if not held to the end of the term. Withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income and, if taken prior to 59 and a half, a 10% federal tax penalty. Investors are cautioned to carefully review an indexed annuity for its features, costs, risks, and how the variables are calculated. Please consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing in variable annuities. The prospectus, which contains this and other information about the variable annuity contract and the underlying investment options, can be obtained from the insurance company or your financial professional. Be sure to read the prospectus carefully before deciding whether to invest. The investment return and principal value of the variable annuity investment options are not guaranteed. Variable annuity subaccounts fluctuate with changes in market conditions. The principal may be worth more or less than the original amount invested when the annuity is surrendered.